I'm going to do something a little bit different this morning. I'm just going to be reading a bunch of verses on different types of encouragement. We've got a big week ahead of us, and we've got a big weekend ahead of us, and it can feel kind of overwhelming sometimes when we hit this part of the year, and there's just a ton of stuff to do. October is one of the most beautiful months that we have, and it's also one of the ones that we get to enjoy it the least, it feels like sometimes. There's always just a lot of things going on, but hard things are still worth doing. Just because they're hard doesn't mean you don't do them. And so I just want to read some verses of that have been an encouragement to me throughout the years. First ones are going to be out of Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 and 24. These talk about strength. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Some verses out of Romans 8, verses 18 through 22, talking about the glory that we can expect. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature is made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Confidence. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That's in Philippians 4, verse 13. Trust in God, in Psalm 4, verses 1 through 3. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Some verses about hope in Psalm 125, verses 1 through 5. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. And for as such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. And here's some verses on teamwork in Romans 15, verses 1 through 6. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then some verses on seeing the goal, understanding the big picture, why we do what we do. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 15 through 18. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And then some verses out of 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 7. And this, I think, talks a little bit about, at least to me, it speaks of the reality that we face, which can be hard sometimes. There's hard things that we face, but that if we persevere, there is reward. And again, just because something is hard doesn't mean it's not worth doing. Hard things are still worth doing. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. And then the last verse I'm going to read is one just of how we can rest in God. That is, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Our eternal Father in heaven, we come to you this morning thanking you, Lord, for this opportunity to gather together and to study around your word. We thank you for each one that's here this morning, for the effort that each one made to come and to worship together in this way. And I pray that it would be a time when we are encouraged and we're built up in you, that we're challenged. And Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts now. Be with Brother Joseph as he brings the message to us, that you would open our hearts to what you have for us and speak through him. And Lord, I pray that as we face this week, we would do it in your strength, and that we would be lights for you, and that you would just help us to draw closer together and closer to you as we work. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.